Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The electrifying Angel's Flight by Joy Muntsen is a continuation of The Electrifying Demise, a book we've talked about in the program before, that her husband Jim Muntsen wrote with Joy's help side by side at the computer in 2008. Joy wrote this sequel in 2020. Jim had a fatal fall in 2018 and left many unfinished manuscripts of other stories and deleted notes and ideas. Well, he told Joy not to destroy them, but she did not, and one day made a decision to complete as many of these efforts as possible. Today, his legacy and Joy's dream are real. Other projects will accompany Jim's legacy, as Joy's new exciting career as an author is also Jim's legacy to her. Joy was born in 1930, lived many exciting memories, the remnants of the Great Depression, homes without plumbing and electricity, pandemics of tuberculosis, diphtheria, scarlet fever, red measles, mumps, influenza, and of course now the coronavirus. World War II and poverty were hardships of her generation and the many hazards of life in general. Joy Muntsen, author of The Electrifying Angel's Flight, is back with us on This Week in America. Joy, a pleasure. Welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's good to be back a second time with you.
It is always a pleasure. Loved having a chance to talk about the Electrifying Angel's Flight. Well, this time, based on The Electrifying Demise, I want to talk a little bit about your background. And I know in everything you do, writing in real life, religious faith is so important to you. Talk about that, because that's really the foundation of you.
Yes, it's been my whole life, and of course my mother was a saint, and she taught us all, relatives, cousins, everybody, the importance of faith and religion, and so my basis through my life has been prayer and religion, and many times it's come to my rescue. My prayers have been answered many times, and we must all be certain that we have our ears and eyes open to our answers as we receive them. That was a lesson she taught me, to recognize the answers to our prayers when they come to us.
Well, it was a great lesson and a lesson so well earned. Joy is back with us on the program talking about The Electrifying Angel's Flight. Her website, get information on both of the books, is joy.stories.net. You can find that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doing a video version of this, Joy is coming to us via Skype. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, click on the icon for videos and watch the video with the program. The book, Electrifying Angel's Flight, has something for everybody. It's a great story that we'll talk about during the interview. What do your children, other family members mean to you? You talk about the foundation, and I mentioned religion as a foundation. Family is very important to you as well, aren't they?
Yes, very important. As from as far back as I can remember, again, my mother and her family, I remember so many happy memories and good lessons that they taught me all. And I have tried, and I think all my relatives, I have nieces and nephews and aunts and uncles as well through the earlier years of my life, of course. And it was very important. And I have memories that I just really talk about stories. I really could sit down and just talk all day about my life and the many happinesses I've had, and of course tragedies and experiences and good ones and bad ones, as everyone can. And people should value their relationships with their families. And this coronavirus, I can't help but think, has one good thing about it, and that is keeping people together more closely in their homes. And I just think that has to have a good side to it without the others. And
yes,
of course, as you said, the restrictions, quarantines, problems that I had growing up were not unlike the coronavirus we're going through today.
I mean, you've seen your share, and we've all gotten through those, and hopefully we'll continue with the vaccine on the horizon now, that we'll continue to progress and put this behind us as well. All of your life stories would make a great book sometime. Are you working on telling your story? I'd love to be able to read that.
Well, As I think, and as you encourage me here, I think my fifth book, I'm planning to write a fifth book, and that will be some form of my life story, I think. It's getting more interesting to myself.
Yes, as you think back on that, I love to be able to read that and to relive some of the life. Joy Munson, our guest on the program, talking about her newest, The Electrifying Angel's Flight. That's a continuation of The Electrifying Demise that was written by her husband, Jim. Joy, side by side, as they put this together a few years ago, back in 2008, this book written just in 2020. Joy, you've got five children, and children are all unique and bring so many pleasures into our lives. I understand some of them have some very interesting hobbies as well. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, there are five of them all together, so I'll be quick about it. My oldest is a son, and he's the only among four sisters he has, but he just finished about a year-long bout with colon cancer, and I'm so proud of him. He was so brave, and he's cleared now for 6 months at least.
Fantastic. Yes.
And my daughter next to him is Laura. She's an artist, and her career is graphic arts. She puts together catalogs, and it's an interesting career, but she and her husband are target shooters, and they go over the nation, actually, and they have won some trophies and
fantastic
trophies and awards, and I'm proud of them also. And my next daughter is a car enthusiast, sports car, a 350Z car club she belongs to, and she too has the club goes across the nation, and she has earned several awards and trophies for cleanliness of the car and the best lighting system, all those categories.
Okay.
And it's fun, and I'm proud of her. And then the next one is Cindy. She's Jim's daughter, and she is very intelligent and is a nurse and has been constructive in the literal construction of a large women's hospital in West Omaha. She was in charge of personnel, outfitting, hiring and firing the nurses, and planning on the building site and that. And she's retired, as are my children now. All but one are retired now, which sounds funny to say. And then the youngest one has taken recently participated in the New York Marathon race, which is exciting.
Oh, yes.
And unusual, I think, for a mother to have a participant in the races like that. And she runs every morning 5 miles at least, and then on weekends does more races with her local friends. And she will be turning 60 in January. So I'm proud of her, too. I'm proud of all my
and
children.
Should be. And that has to be so exciting to be able to share their lives and all of their interests. Joy Munson, our guest. The book is The Electrifying Angel's Flight. Her website is joy-stories.net. This new career as an author, talk about this, because you do such a wonderful job in continuing the story in The Electrifying Angel's Flight. There's really something there for everybody. What's this like being an author, late in life, an author?
Well, it just makes me so happy and so feel so worthwhile and useful in the world, as well as entertaining people and surprising them and feeling satisfied with myself and people that encourage me. It's just been wonderful. They've been so kind and in encouraging me to keep going. So I'm well into my third book now, so it'll be interesting. I hope people will like it as well as they do the first two, and the reviews are so pleasing to me. I'm just so happy, and it's exciting and just wonderful for me.
Well, the reviews are excellent, and you've got a little bit of everything in there, a lot of great lessons in life, a lot of great stories. You've got some romance. You've got a crime element in there. You've got a few fights to break out along the way. It's sort of like what happens in real life, and it's all in The Electrifying Angel's Flight, the follow-up book by Joy Munson, our guest on the program. People would go and be born in 1930. They can do the math and figure that out and go, wow, she sounds like she's much, much younger. Is this active life that you have, this creative life, doing this writing, does that keep us young? Is that a secret to being your age?
Well, I don't know. I didn't have this inclination. I do have to credit Jim, my deceased husband, with the introduction to the authorship career, yes. Because I didn't know he had it either when he wrote his first book. That was just a sudden realization. But through his writing and his notes and his side-by-side companionship we had, it just was something we had in common, which we did have a lot of things in common. But I do have to credit him for that, and I'm looking forward And it's just amazing how the words come and the stories come, and it just is just other authors I have heard comment about this, and they say the same thing. Once you get started on a story, it just seems like the characters jump out at you and they develop and it gets interesting and one thing leads to another. So I'm excited. Yes, I'm going to keep on as much as I can. And of course, I'm retired, so I have the time to do. Just
and the
that.
Ideas keep coming. When we're talking in the book, the medevac service, there's so much that comes out of that, dealing with people, hiring people, love interest, all of that in The Electrifying Angel's Flight by Joy Munson. It would make a great television series or a motion picture as well. Boy, time is going by so quickly, and all that you've lived through, and I mentioned the pandemics, a number of them. What would you call the most tragic event that you've had to deal with in your lifetime?
Well, World War II, I believe. I was 10 years old, and I would watch the newscasts and the holocaust and the traumatic things that happened on the newsreel, the injuries and the battles, and it just has affected my life, And I'll never forget that. There are other things, too, but that is the one that most affects my life and the way I think about our citizenship and the world and our families and companionships and all the things that make for a happy life. World War II just creeps in there as an ominous trauma, tragedy that happened to me personally.
You've
I
lived
don't know
through
if
that.
Anybody feels that way in my generation, but anyway, I'm part of the great generation.
Yes, you are, and you lived through that, and you've seen all of the pandemics that I talked about, and you've seen all of these political changes over the years. Any thoughts on the politics going on in the country today, where we are as a divided nation?
It makes me sad to realize that there are so much wasted time arguing and trying to outdo the other ones and the parties, and the hate that is shown is just distressing to me. I just hope that our future revives to the yes. way it used to be. The 50s we call them the fabulous 50s. They just seemed to be perfect. My age at that time was, I had my first child, and the neighbors got together, the housewives met, and we walked to town and shopped and talked together and had house parties and compared family life and learned and worshiped and did all kinds of things together, school events, and it was just really a wonderful time. The 50s were indeed fantastic 50s. So I hope one day I will see that return, at least a start to that same.
Yeah, you didn't have screen time to worry about, did you? It was communication. You weren't texting people or spending your time isolated watching screens and doing all of that. There was this interaction with people that is missing today. Joy Munson, our guest, a few minutes left in the program. Her book is The Electrifying Angel's Flight. You're such a talented author. Do you have a favorite author? Somebody that, boy, if I got their book, I can sit down and I can be awful, find myself some enjoyment here.
Well, I just recently bought an instruction book that was put together with James Michener's writings and all of his, not all of them probably, but his manuscripts that he has notes in the margins and crossed out paragraphs and little stories, short stories. And I ran across a term, a comment that he liked to use. He said the world was his home. He had met so many people. Well, I just, for fun, like to call the earth as my home, and the earthlings on it are my neighbors and friends.
Well, you have that to draw on. Yes, in so many years and so many people that you've met, so many life experiences, good and bad, as we've talked about, forms, you know, who you are today and what you do as a writer. I mentioned this would make a great movie or television series. Do you have a favorite movie?
Oh, my favorite movie has always been, well, since it was introduced, Gaslight. It was Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer, and those are old actors, but they were famous. They were stars, and that is my favorite movie. I have a tape of it, and I play it, I'm sure, every year, if not more. It's just fascinating to me, the story and the acting and the setting and the whole business. It's just my favorite movie.
And movies like that don't get old, do they? You can watch them again and again and look forward to watching them.
That's right. It's meaningful.
I know there's a favorite phrase that you and Jim used to use often, used with other people. A few minutes to wrap up here. Close with that. This is something that's very personal to you, and I love this.
Well, we started out, we knew each other from the 40s. I was 10 and he was 12. But after we were married, we had an acreage and we had a lot of work to do on that acreage. So we named ourselves Maud, me Maud and he Claude. And those were old team of horses that Jim's grandparents had. And we thought that would be good terms for us to use. And when we wanted to do anything, any hard job and keep our spirits up, we'd say, Maudie, get this done, or Claudie, this has to be done. And that's the common phrase that we use throughout our married life. And they were nicknames for each other.
And helped you get through so many years. The time has gone by so quickly. The book is The Electrifying Angel's Flight. And Joy, you mentioned you're working on other books now. Will we see a sequel to this?
Well, it's not exactly a sequel. It's one that I discovered in Jim's notes and some of his detailed plans for writing this book. It's kind of in between the first book and the second book. I hope I can pull it off so that it fits there properly, but it is about one of his pilots that he hired in the first book, or in the second book, actually, and his story. And that is indeed, it's so interesting and exciting. It's not medevac aircraft, but he is a Marine, and it's got all the same things that the electrifying books have.
Fantastic. We'll look for that, and hopefully we can talk about that. The two books, and you'll get information at Joy's website, The Electrifying Demise, and the follow-up she's done, the new book, The Electrifying Angel's Flight, by Joy Munson, our guest on the program. Her website is very simple, joy-stories.net. Of course, you'll find it at Amazon, Joy's on Facebook, Instagram as well, published by Matchstick Literary. So all that information, we'll have it all on our website. Joy, the time is going by so quickly. It is so nice to talk with you again. Looking forward to having you back with us. Thank you. Stay healthy, stay well, and thank you for being with us once again.
Thank you very much. The pleasure is mine.
Thank you, Joy Munson. The book is The Electrifying Angel's Flight. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.